defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
It's all Americans. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Tuesday, September 6th, 2016. We're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. I hope you guys had a nice Labor Day weekend. A nice long one. Now it's off and running. We're off and running 62 days and 10 hours, but who's counting? Until the election, until November 8th, the big day, the day we're all waiting for, pining for, hoping for. See, here on Long Island this weekend, we had to deal with this tropical storm, Hurricane Hermine. It's just kind of sitting there spinning. There's no rain. It's really windy, but no rain. We're okay. I didn't float away. I am on the south shore of Long Island, so the water's piling up. But for now, we're okay. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, recent shakeups at the Fox News Channel have left Donald Trump supporters wondering who's next. Also, Hillary Clinton proves to the country that she is in peak physical condition by getting overcome with coughing fits on two separate occasions yesterday, once during a rally in Cleveland, Ohio, and another time while addressing a hand-picked gaggle of reporters on her brand new plane. And a light-hearted roast of actor Rob Lowe turns nasty as the day is full of Hollywood elite betas turn its pent-up ire towards conservative author Ann Coulter. All that plus sinking national poll numbers for Hillary Clinton have resulted in a swing state reversal for Donald Trump and perhaps even some, well, not so swing states. We have a lot of new poll numbers for you. We're also going to tell you how to destroy federal documents and get away with it. Hey, we're taking our cues from the very best. And finally, now may be the time to stock up your freezer for the holidays. All right, I have a list of 5 popular everyday foods that are dropping like a rock in price as we speak. But first, let's get to the same thing we always do. Every episode, start the show off with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, if you have a little free time, you can go to rhinoreport.com, sign up for the newsletter, a little email prompt there. I wasn't feeling great last week, no newsletter, maybe tonight. So if you hear the show now, go sign up, put your email in there, you'll get the newsletter tonight. Also, part 2 of Robert's multi-part piece on the state of our education system. This is a good one, you gotta read it. Part 1 was phenomenal, part 2 is even better. So go check that out under the Rhino Reporters tab on rhinoreport.com. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're on Twitter at Rhino on Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O on Air, and on Facebook, facebook.com/The Rhino Report. You can always email me any time of the day. I don't sleep. Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We have a ton to get to today. Hang in there, folks.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the 2-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Trying to sell your old car?
Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to today's Tuesday edition. I think I almost said Monday on the open there. No, it's Tuesday. We had the day off yesterday, of course, Labor Day. Labor Day is, you know, the kind of unofficial end of summer, I guess, depending on where you are. Now, if you're in North Country or if you're in northern New England, well, the end of summer started about 3 weeks ago. But most places, the end of, or the unofficial end of summer, a couple weeks to go, I guess, until the actual end of summer. I'm not a big fan of Labor Day. Not my favorite holiday. I like July 4th. I like Memorial Day. I like Thanksgiving for obvious reasons there. Christmas is always fun. Labor Day for me, not so much. One reason is for a long time I worked in the labor industry, owning construction companies, working as a facility management professional, and it was a day meant for me, right? It's my day off, but I don't get the day off. I have to work. And I'd be going to people's houses and fixing things, and they're all having barbecues and hanging out, a bunch of white-collar types. They take the day off because they work so hard throughout the year, right? It's tough signing the back of checks. Real hard to do. So they're all hanging out, having a great time, drinking a few, you know, bottles of suds, and I'm fixing stuff, fixing air conditioners, fixing pools, fixing everything for them. Not my day off. I should get that day. I didn't get it most times. Also, I'm not a big fan of holidays that big labor creates to begin with. You know, I could argue for or against unions. I could do it either way. I have mixed opinions on it. I believe in unions for skilled labor. I do not believe in unions for unskilled labor. Very simple. That's where I draw the line. And I have a problem with unions who fought all of these antitrust laws, yet those same laws now, by law, do not apply to them. So I'm not a huge fan of the day. I'm glad we get it. You know, it's like a lot of people have off all summer. Teachers, right? They get off 2 or 3 months in the summer, and then what? They need another day off? Don't they have enough days off as it is? So, you know. But, like I said before, I wasn't feeling great, so having the extra day was nice. It was nice to have. I guess I'll never argue against days off. All right, what do we have today? Today, breaking this morning, Greta Van Susteren off Fox News. As of today, effective immediately, she's gone. And she's going to be replaced by Mr. Watching Paint Dry himself, Britt Hume. This guy is terrible to watch. Terrible. Now, I understand that Fox News is quote-unquote news, but it's also entertainment. And Britt Hume is anything but entertaining. Watching grass grow is more entertaining than watching Britt Hume. Now, some Trump supporters, they're not real happy about this, because we've seen Andrea Tinteros, she's gone. Gretchen Carlson, we'll talk about her in a second, she's gone. Now you have Greta's gone. Some of your big-time Trump supporters are gone. They're off Fox News. Who's next? Hannity? Probably not. O'Reilly? He always threatens retirement. Maybe it's possible. Who's next? It's going to be the Megyn Kelly channel pretty soon. Now, I understand that the Murdoch boys, who are sort of running Fox News now, they want to be these, like, socialites. They want to be involved in the New York City good parties. And it's hard to be invited to the good parties when you're a conservative. These are reserved for the Democrat liberal elite, the cocktail parties, all this cool stuff they do, jetting out to the Hamptons, private helicopters, rooftop lounges and bars they rent out. That's all reserved for the leftist elite. And the Murdoch boys, they want to be a part of that, you know? Roger Ailes didn't really care. Didn't really care. Well, maybe he had enough to look at Fox News. He didn't have to go looking elsewhere. I don't know. But what's Fox News turning into? What are they turning into? I think they've been making this shift to the center for a long time. I'm not someone who's going to argue, oh no, Fox News is dead center, always has been, always will be. No, absolutely not. They're skewed to the right. And it looks even more drastic because the alphabet networks and everybody else is just so far off the ledge left that it looks like Fox News is really, really conservative. They're not. They're not. Most good conservatives will tell you Fox News is not that far to the right. Not at all. Well, they're making more of a shift now. You have your Megyn Kellys, your Shepard Smiths. Now, I like Shepard Smith. He's very much an independent. Now, I'm not sure what he's registered as. But his broadcast, very, very much independent. But there is nobody better when it comes to breaking news. Shepard Smith is the best. That's not even a debatable topic. When it comes to breaking news, he's the guy. Now, Megyn Kelly, she's shown her colors here and there, where her allegiances lie. But now we also learn that Gretchen Carlson, she gets a nice little settlement, huh? $20 million. $20 million for having someone look at her tush. Isn't that unreal? Is that absolutely unfathomable to me? Heck, I let my boss look at my butt for a couple of years. No touchy, but you can look at it for $20 million. I'll take that deal every day. Every single day. They wanted this out of the news. They wanted it gone. Get rid of it. Do what you gotta do. And they all put out statements, right? You got a statement from 21st Century Fox. Gretchen exhibited the highest standards of journalism and professionalism. She developed a loyal audience and was a daily source of information for many Americans. Now, this sounds like they should have kept her, right? That's what it sounds like to me. It goes on. We're proud that she was here, blah, 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 blah. We, hope her continued success, whatever, paraphrasing. And then she comes out with a statement, right? This is like those joint statements, like we saw in Mexico from Trump and President Nieto. Joint statements, really saying nothing, just not going at each other's throats. She says, I'm gratified that 21st Century Fox took decisive action after I filed my complaint. I'm ready to move on to the next chapter of my life, in which I will redouble my efforts to empower women in the workplace. I want to thank all the brave women who came forward, that goes on too. So we have dueling statements. At the end of the day, she's $20 million richer. They need the money, right? They need the money. I don't know. We got to watch Fox, see what happens here. I think there are other news sources out there, other news sources that people are going to start turning to a little bit. I think the change on Fox News has been too drastic and too quick. Too drastic and too quick. But it's what it is for now. We watch it, you don't watch it. It's up to you. Now, speaking of watching things, did you guys watch this roast of Rob Lowe last night? Now, I had my DVR set just in case I fell asleep. But I didn't, so I watch it. It's not live, it's taped. But it's the fresh airing, the new airing, right? This thing was set to be pretty good. I mean, Rob Lowe, the guy has a lot. A lot of skeletons in his closet. And most of them came out in the first 5 minutes of this roast. I think David Spade hit about 90% of them in the first 3 minutes. And then you had this dais full of weak, liberal betas who were chomping at the bit. Chomping at the bit. Not to go after Rob Lowe, but to turn their attention towards Ann Coulter. She was there. I didn't know she was going to be there. So I said, you know what? I got to watch this. I got to watch it because we know what's going to happen, and I want to see how she responds. Some of you liked her response. Others of you did not. But we're going to talk about some of the things that were said and why they were so visceral when we come back here on The Rhino Report, defending liberty 1 hour at a time on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Colombo's. Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. And when something's good, you don't forget how good something good really is. It's the little things that count, like Colombo's salads. They're fresh, crisp, cold, and delicious every time. Service that's friendly, not fawny. Then there's Colombo's mouth-watering steaks, their flavor-filled fish specialty, and Colombo's crowd-pleasing Italian goodies, plus jazz every night. And don't forget the meatballs. At Colombo's, you can't forget how good something good really is, and it's all so affordable. That's why, when you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Colombo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Colombo's. Mangia.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about this roast of Rob Lowe, and normally we wouldn't talk about such entertainment garbage as this, but there were a lot of political undertones to this. Now, typically when you watch a roast, they're pretty funny, right? We've seen Hasselhoff and Charlie Sheen, Hugh Hefner, Justin Bieber, Flavor Flav, all get roasted, pretty funny. They have some people on the dais. Most of them don't know the person personally. And the ones who aren't comedians have comedians write jokes for them. If you think these people are all naturally really funny, you're wrong. They're not. Most of them are barely palatable, let alone being funny. Now, it's not often that on the dais somewhere, you see somebody who's such an outspoken conservative. So this leaves the leftward-leaning, liberal, elite, weak, beta, Hollywood types frothing at the mouth. This is red meat for them. Now, some of them can't eat red meat, you know, vegetarians and all. Vegans, they don't eat red meat. This is what they live for. They love this. They know they have a receptive audience. Comedy Central, very, very receptive audience. They have tossed out most comedy in favor of very, very politically skewed television. I don't watch the shows, but I understand Trevor Noah and these other clowns that are on there. It all started with Stewart, right? But, so they're going at Rob Lowe. And what are you going to do? You're going to make fun of the 16-year-olds he had a sex tape with and some stupid boy movies he was in and he did coke 20 years ago. How many times can you tell the same joke? So what happens? The attention goes right to Ann Coulter. Right to Ann Coulter. Out of the gate. They had this guy, Pete Davidson, Now, I'm not sure who this is. They said he was on Saturday Night Live. Now, I don't watch it, and a lot of people don't watch it, so most of us didn't know who this guy was. Maybe he looked familiar, because he sort of resembles a jack-o'-lantern. So maybe we've seen that face before. He goes right at her. Jewel? Yeah, Jewel was there. Remember her? Yeah, she's still alive. She was there. She's going at Coulter. Now, Jewel comes out and says, well, I'm a feminist, so most of this stuff offends me. But I'll still go after Ann Coulter, right? Feminists are very, very taken back by, they don't like the idea of an alpha woman. It doesn't suit their narrative. Here's Ann Coulter, somebody who politically you may agree with, if you're on that side of things. But she's strong, she's assertive, she doesn't back down, she's all the things that feminists hate. Because the modern feminist movement is all about, well, here's seven or eight of us, the rest of you can kind of follow along. We don't want you to really think for yourselves. We're going to tell you what to think, and if you don't agree with us, then we just hate you. That's kind of how that works. So Jewel goes out of her way to go after Ann Coulter. And then Ann Coulter gets up. And I'm thinking she better have a good response here. Because she's been taking it on the chin now for about an hour and a half. And she comes up and she promos her book and she says, the reason why I'm here is to promo my book. It wasn't a great response. But there were a few jabs that I thought were pretty funny. I thought were entertaining. There were some pokes at Ralph Macchio. You know, how they can buy her book at the Barnes & Nobles where he works. Some pretty funny stuff. But you weren't going to get the reaction. She had to know she wasn't going to get the favorable reaction. My favorite part of the whole thing was while she was talking. Now, again, this is taped. It's not live. They were cutting away to the audience, showing all of the just the glittery, glamorous Hollywood people watching, and their faces were dropped. They were frozen. It looked like they'd seen a ghost. Maria Shriver, she was there. I guess she's still relevant. I couldn't tell if she was trying to go to the bathroom or she didn't understand the words that Ann Coulter was saying, the look on her face. Fred Savage, his face. Now, remember Fred Savage? Wonder Years? I guess if I spent 8 years chasing Winnie Cooper and got nowhere, I'd be pretty pissed too. But it was one of those things where it was a lose-lose for Ann Coulter. She got to promo the book a little bit. She had a little fun. But it was never going to play in her favor. The camera angles weren't there. They picked times when she wasn't really laughing, kind of showing this look on her face that people were making fun of all over Twitter. But the liberals had fun. They had their little punching bag, their pinata, if you will. Because they get away with it in a joking fashion. They can't get away with it when facts have to be inserted into the conversation. Then they can't get away with it. Now, she did poke fun a little bit at Mike Pence. That didn't even go over well. So, all right. We'll finish talking about this, and we'll talk about Hillary's coughing fits all weekend when we come back here on the Rhino Report.
Historic Lahaina Town. The inn is situated conveniently less than 2 blocks from Lahaina Harbor, as well as the famous French Street, known for its range of shops, restaurants, gallery walks, and museums. The Plantation Inn is home to Gerard's Restaurant, voted Open Table's top most romantic restaurants in North America. Chef Gerard's contemporary island French cuisine consistently earns some of the highest ratings in Hawaii. Come discover why Hawaii Magazine readers named the Plantation Inn number one best bed and breakfast in Hawaii. Visit theplantationinn.com or call us at 667-9225.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Federal tax fraud is set to hit $21 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response, and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
All right, guys, welcome back to today's edition of the Rhino Report here on Tuesday. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. We're talking about this roast of Rob Lowe on Comedy Central, and we're talking about it because there were political undertones, all right? We're not an entertainment show here where we talk about all the things going on in Hollywood and who's with who and who's cheating on. We don't care. Because for the most part, you're talking about a bunch of low-life scumbags. For the most part. Now, the people on this dais, with the exception of maybe Rob Riggle, Ralph Macchio, and maybe Peyton Manning, you're talking about privileged, weak, effeminate, beta men, cucked by Hollywood, right? They have to say, I'm a liberal too. I'm a liberal too. They raise their hand. I'm a liberal too. Let me make fun of Ann Coulter too. See how good I am? See, cast me in something. That's what they do. And that's what they took the opportunity to do. She became their punching bag. Let me prove how liberal I am. That's what it was. Now, how do I know they're betas? Very simple. There's a very simple test you can give to determine whether or not someone's a beta. Let's say Hollywood, LA, that area, is in danger of an imminent asteroid impact. All right? There's an asteroid heading towards Hollywood. Fingers crossed. But let's just pretend for now. They have 3 hours to get out of the way. What does an alpha do? And Alpha scoops up his family, he grabs his go bag, he grabs his Second Amendment, he grabs his Constitution, he saves his family, and he gets as far away from that area as possible, and he shelters down in a place he knows he can protect his family. That's what an Alpha does. What does a Beta do? A Beta pays an Alpha to save them. Which one do you think these people are? The answer's pretty clear. Pretty clear. So, this went on for 2 hours. These liberals, they have no problem joking about promiscuity, right? Statutory rape. infidelity, drug use, it's all fair game. But the minute someone sits up there that may have some conviction, may honor our Constitution, that's the person we're going to go after. Because they are the antithesis of everything that we are and we stand for. Now, guys like Rob Riggle, Ralph Macchio, Peyton Manning, I don't know where their political allegiances lie. Are they friends of Abe? I don't know. Now, those of you who don't know, friends of Abe is like a code word that the Hollywood types have to use. Because they all got to act liberal. Now, there's a few that are outwardly conservative. You're Bruce Willis and Kelsey Grammer and Ben Stein, whoever. But most of them, most of the ones who are conservative or Republican, when they meet each other and introduce each other to other people, they got to say, hey, this is so-and-so. He's a friend of Abe. That's what they say. It's a code word. It's like in the mafia. A friend of mine, a friend of ours, same thing. Same premise here. You can't be outed as a conservative or Republican in Hollywood. You'll never get work. Never get work. So it's the friend of Abe. Now, are these three friends of Abe? Well, we know Peyton Manning's a friend of Jeb. We know that. Ralph Macchio, I don't know. Long Islander, Italian, maybe. Rob Riggle, Patriot, Marine, maybe. I guess we'll never know. I guess we'll never know. All right, let's move on to another elitist liberal blowhard. Oh, Hillary Clinton. How fitting. How fitting. Did you catch this weekend? This weekend, she's in hiding for 2 weeks, right? Total, absolute hiding. Except to, pop out once in a while for a fundraiser in the Hamptons because, well, that's what we do. She had her best month ever in August, by the way. Almost $130 million raised. Well, somebody has to pay for that new plane. Someone's got to pay for it. So she comes out of hiding. She heads to Cleveland, Ohio. She starts to do a speech. She has boring Tim Kaine sitting behind her. And what happens? A four-minute-long coughing fit. 4 minutes. I would reenact it for you, but you turn it right off. Because it's you can't listen to it. It's terrible. We've gone from a screaming, yelling cackle all primary season to now these coughing fits. And what's her excuse? I'm allergic to Donald Trump. That's what she says. That's the excuse. Not I have a severe medical problem that's causing me to do this on a rather consistent basis between bouts of naps. I cough, I nap. There's an issue here. There's an obvious issue. I'm not a doctor. I can barely fix a boo-boo. But I know there's an issue here. Says she's allergic to Trump. Now, Tim Kaine tried to stand up and kind of get the crowd going a little bit, and then he sat down. He was real awkward about it. Someone ran out and gave her some medicine and some paper towels. Like, if you're coughing, why do you need paper towels? I mean, what are we using the paper towels for? A tissue would do just fine, wouldn't it? Unless we're picking up something chunky. I don't know what's going on here. So what happens at this rally, no one could understand a word she was saying. She never really recovered from it. And then she's on her plane talking to a gaggle of reporters, handpicked, of course, reporters that will be traveling with her. Well, not with her. In a separate part of the plane from her, but on the same plane. Now, a lot of reporters have said, listen, when we were traveling with Bernie, we had full access to Bernie. He was sitting there in the third row, and we could talk to him. She is in a whole separate wing of the plane. We'll call it the West Wing. The West Wing of the plane is where she is. And the reporters, the commoners, they get to sit in the back of the plane. Now, I'm not going to draw any sort of racial lines here on this, that she gets to sit in the front and they get to sit in the back. But that's what has to happen. So she does a little presser with them. It's not even a presser. Because a presser, you'd have to answer actual questions. She's not doing that. Handpicked people. She answers like 7 questions, goes back behind the curtain, another coughing fit, comes back, 5 more questions. 12 questions. We've gone 276 days without a press conference. We answer 12 questions, interrupted by a coughing fit in the middle. Get some Robitussin in her. Do whatever you got to do. Go back out. Answer some more nice questions from NBC and MSNBC and the Clinton News Network. And then retire to the front of the plane. Why does she need a new plane? What was wrong with the old plane? Did it not fly right? What was wrong with it? Ridiculous, guys. Ridiculous. But she's fine. She's absolutely fine. She's not sick until Attorney General Chris Christie wants to indict her in 2017. Then she's very sick. Very sick woman. We're going to continue with this. Hang in there.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to today's show. We're talking about Hillary Clinton. We're talking about her rally yesterday. She couldn't even get through it without Robitussin or whatever they're squirting up her nose when we're not looking. You know, we're talking about this gaggle of reporters that did a sort of impromptu question and answer session on her new airplane that was interrupted by another coughing fit. Well, she's been in hiding. Now, whether she's protecting this cough or she's feeling better or trying to rest, whatever it is, she's been in hiding, and for good reason. For good reason, we learned, what was the first thing she said? She had one device, right? It was all easy. She kept all of her email on one device, that one BlackBerry. We saw the tons of pictures of her holding this BlackBerry on a phone. And then we saw a second device a couple months later. And then a third device and a fourth device. The FBI comes out with their report, the notes from their investigation. She had 13 devices. 13. Half of which are missing. And the ones that aren't missing have been smashed with a hammer. She has to hide. This run-out-the-clock strategy is not working for her. Which I'm okay with. But they haven't realized it. They think that they are still in control, that they are still in the driver's seat. The driver's seat. They're not even in the same car anymore. So she comes out. This was their answer. Well, she's been in hiding, so we'll do a little thing on the plane. That's not a press conference. A press conference is scheduled. Lots of questions, not hand-picked. So the count goes on. 277 days without a scheduled, real press conference. And this FBI investigation stuff, this is big news now. The notes we saw. Because now there's a possibility that they destroyed evidence after the Benghazi Commission had subpoenaed it. And then we learned today that Senator Menendez was forwarded questions to ask her during the Inquisition. The whole thing's starting to wrap up and make a lot of sense to a lot of people. People who couldn't wrap their heads around it before because it was so open-ended are starting to see the two ends connecting. And the polls are showing it too. She is in complete swan dive mode here. Complete. CNN ORC poll. This one just released. Just released. It was taken September 1st through 4th. Embargoed 2 days. That was because of the weekend. Don't think there's any shenanigans there. It was because of the weekend. 1,001 Americans by phone and by cell phone. In a four-way race, this is CNN. Donald Trump up 2 points. In the two-way race, he's up 1 point. July 29th to 31st, he was down 8 points, a 10-point swing in a month. 10 points. People were saying he's picking up 1.5, maybe 2 points a week. This is more than that. And this is CNN, the Clinton News Network, their commissioned poll with ORC. It gets worse, though. People who had their mind made up about voting for Hillary in July 29th to 31st, 44% of her voters had their mind made up. They're in the tank for Hillary. They're pulling the lever for Hillary no matter what. That's down to 35%, a 9-point drop. Donald Trump, he stays the same. The same amount of people who were very pro-Trump, who were voting Trump in late July, are still voting Trump. So her support among her fervent supporters is dropped 9% in a month. Crazy. You look at some of these other, the other stuff here. Who do you think will win? That's dropping now. That's coming now closer together. Favorables. Donald Trump has a higher favorable and a lower unfavorable in the CNN ORC poll versus Hillary. First time we've seen that. First time. His favorable, 45. He's up 3 from her. She's at 42. His unfavorable, 54. Her unfavorable, 56. And here's where we're starting to see the VP thing come into play. Mike Pence, favorable, 46. Tim Kaine, favorable, 38. 38. CNN ORC just released today. She's in tank mode. Tank mode. Now, NBC News and SurveyMonkey, they got to start saying, okay, we'll right the ship in the media. Headline, Clinton holds steady against Trump as campaign enters final weeks. That's the headline of their poll. I'm not even going to read you the poll. The sampling is so off, we're not even going to read it. But over the weekend, Reuters Ipsos is now polling in all 50 states. They haven't done that before. They have to do it now because Donald Trump, lo and behold, puts more states in play than they thought. Maybe he has trouble right now in Arizona and Utah, but he's having some success other places. You need an example? Wisconsin, tied. 39-39. Michigan, tied. 42-42. New Hampshire, plus one. 45-44. Ohio, plus three. Look at this. Look at this. All of a sudden, some of these other states, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS. Donald Trump is trailing in Arizona. He's trailing in Utah. This is going to be a complete wipeout for Hillary. Wisconsin tied. Michigan tied. He's up in North Carolina. Iowa, he's up. Crazy. This has been the worst 3 weeks of any presidential campaign to date. To date, Hillary is a terrible candidate. And finally, the voter is starting to realize it. Donald Trump is out there working to get your vote. 3 and 4 rallies a day, earning your vote. What's she doing? Pandering for money. $130 million in August, a brand new plane, and lots of questions still to be answered on her part. Maybe we'll hear him in the debate. Probably not. All right, when we come back, I want one more. Tell you about one more poll, and then 5 items in the grocery store that are going down in price precipitously. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, welcome back to this last segment of today's Rhino Report. Remember to check out all the old episodes. You have the weekend show as hashtag Big Beautiful Wall. You can check that out on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. All recorded, same version as the live show, same version, so you won't miss anything. Sometimes I even do an overtime episode. Those of you who are really good listeners know that. You guys know that. All right, so Hillary's in hiding. She got to hide. No press conferences. The poll numbers are just completely unfathomable to her and her campaign. Even her press secretary, Brian Fallon, said that Hillary Clinton will hold press conferences if she's elected. What? What? For real? Are you kidding me? Well, people are starting to realize. They're starting to realize. Now, Reuters and Ipsos, okay, they had to change their formula back in July. Because Donald Trump was showing 10 and 12 point leads nationally over Hillary. So, oops, we got to change our formula. And we've called that formula out many times on this show. Now, with the changed formula, you're still seeing Trump now start to surpass Hillary. So, they'll change the formula again. They'll say, well, we're not sure if it's the right, you know, sampling or whatever. They'll change it again. Iowa, right now, Reuters Ipsos. Now, these polls were not easy to find. You couldn't find them easily. They're buried. But this came out over the weekend. Iowa, Trump +3. Maine, tied. Michigan, tied. New Hampshire, he's +1. Ohio, he's +3. Utah, he's +1. Wisconsin, it's tied. Not looking good for Hillary. Maybe she should hold some real press conferences and answer some questions. She has a lot of splaining to do. And she wants to run out the clock. Well, guess what? Americans are tired of running out the clock. We've been running out the clock for the last 8 years. It's starting to catch up with her. All right, let's change gears just for a second here. Just for a second. Is the budget a little bit tight? You know, you haven't made much more money than you did 8 years ago. You're paying through the nose through Obamacare. I get it. So I'm going to save you some money here. Lots of things going down in price lately. Beef and veal, down 7.7% from 2015, and they're projected to go down another 5% this year. Yep. So beef and veal. Poultry, it's down 3.4%, and it's going to go down another 1.2%. But next year, it's going to go up. Next year, chicken goes up. Lots of chickens out in Hollywood. Lots of chickens. Pork, down 1.9% from 2015. Projected to go down another 2% the rest of this year. Dairy is also down 3.1%. They're citing all sorts of different agricultural things here. No, the honest to God truth is people can't afford it anymore. They can't afford the pricing, so the pricing has to come down. When you no longer get what you thought you'd get, when you can't charge the same amount of money for, you have to bring it down. So they're bringing stuff down. That's because the economy is doing so well. Just FYI. So well. Milk is down. Eggs are down 29% from 2015. Projected to go down another 15% the rest of this year. So that's it, guys. I just saved you like 15% on your grocery shopping. So get that stuff. Stock up. Put it in the freezer. The holidays are coming. They're right around the corner. We just had Labor Day. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. And then President Trump gets sworn in the very next holiday after that. All right, guys. Thanks for playing along today. Hope you had fun. A big thank you to all of those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.